Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For particular attention this morning, we turn to Psalm 34, some verses which are actually part of our opening liturgy. There David writes, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I really appreciate you being here today, whether that is gathered in the sanctuary or gathered in front of your monitors at home to be part of us. I know that it's not easy for many of you. Changes have come into your lives. Changes many times that were neither desired nor sought. Yet at the same time, there was really no way to avoid them either. Life was speeding along a couple years ago or so, almost out of control. But you know, it certainly felt better then than it does now. Like I said, life was speeding along, and then it came to a sudden halt. And it is very hard to get moving again. It feels like we are knee-deep in frozen molasses, and we don't know how to get out of it. Many of the old answers we used to rely on don't seem to work anymore. It's only natural for us to be frustrated with God at times, even irritated with Him, to wonder, what's up? Well, I am hoping and praying that today He will have something helpful while you're gathered here in His presence. That's why I appreciate you being here. Because I'm here to tell you that He understands your frustration. He knows your irritation. And He is near. And He wants you to know today the two objectives He has in your life. He wants to first draw you closer to Him so that He then can bless you more. And in that blessing, just possibly to pull you out of that frozen molasses, since He works in His Word, let's walk through these words of David one line at a time. He starts by saying, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Who does David say cries for help? The righteous. And who are the righteous? Well, Romans 1:17 tells us the righteous will live by faith. In other words, the righteous are those who are alive in Christ Jesus through faith. And what does he say the righteous do? They cry for help. Might he be talking about you? And what kind of promise does he make to those who cry out to him for help? When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Wow, that promise is clear. But you know, there's a problem that even the righteous have. It says, God delivers them out of all their troubles. But we know that he does it according to his time and in his way. And we so often think that he should be doing it in our time and in our way. Even though I believe for most of us, if we step back for a moment, we realize that He knows best. And that He is always, 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 always acting out of love and doing what is best for you and me, His people. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Now, who is he talking about here? Did you notice he doesn't mention the righteous in this phrase? In other words, this phrase is talking about all who are brokenhearted, all who are crushed in spirit, even those who have no faith, even those who do not know Christ Jesus. And what's the promise to them? The Lord is near. The Lord saves the crushed in spirit. He is right there for them, hoping that they will just give Him a chance. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Here, our Lord assures us. He assures you that He knows your afflictions. He knows there are many. He knows about that frozen molasses it feels like you're standing in. He knows your pain, your fears, your frustrations. But listen again to His wonderful promise. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Wow. He delivers them out of all their troubles. He saves the crushed in spirit. And he delivers him out of them all. What do you think he means by that word all? I think you know. Wow. Think it even includes your uncertainty? Do you think it even includes your hesitancy? All, you know, means all. Now, it may not be on your time schedule. You may think it could have been handled in a different or better way. But whom do you really trust more? Yourself or Jesus? Are you trusting Him just for your eternal salvation? Or do you think He all cares about your day-to-day living, today, tomorrow, and the days that follow? You know, woe is me. I so often say to myself, I ask myself as I'm saying that, why do I keep holding on to my problems? Why do I focus so much of my time on my feet that are so stuck in that frozen molasses while ignoring my Savior and His wonderful promises? Do I think perhaps that He's a liar? Well, I don't think so, but I certainly, by my actions, have a tendency to look like I'm leaning that way, or at least behaving so. But here it's clear. The Lord is near to the broken heart. He saves those who have a crushed spirit. He is near for you to save you. He hears your cry for help. He knows your afflictions are many. And he has promised to deliver you from them all. Starting here, today, right now. And that promise is whether you're seated in one of these pews here or whether you're watching from home. Now we know, as I mentioned earlier, our Lord works through his word. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And we put that with Romans 1:17 that we mentioned before, that the righteous will live by faith. And we know that it is that word in our lives, hearing those promises, that changes things. That's why we've got those Advent devotion booklets. We want you to take one and give one to, take two and give one to somebody else, so that you can really get ready for these holidays, having God at work in you and your heart. It is so beneficial to listen to Jesus every day, even if it's only 5 minutes. You might include in your daily prayers consideration for joining one of our FHL small groups. You know, or two on Sunday, you can either be live and in person here or virtually wherever you are. You can ask for help. I had an interesting conversation with someone this week that I haven't seen in a long time. At the end of the conversation, I said, you know, maybe we should get together for coffee sometime. I loved his response. He said, or better yet, you could come to my house and visit me. I hear that as a request for help. We've got lots of resources on our website. Stay today afterward for our faith and fellowship brunch so that you can be encouraged and share that encouragement. In your prayers, challenge God on the promises that he makes to you. And then look for his response. And through it all, know that when the righteous cry for help, when you cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers you out of all your troubles. The Lord is near to you when you are brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many may be your afflictions. But the Lord delivers you out of them all. This, my friends, is his promise. This is his word. His word that delivers faith. His word that makes and keeps us righteous. His word by which we are saved today, tomorrow, and in eternity. Lord Jesus, grant this unto us all. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep all of your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.